Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. And that is Sam Cooke. Change is going to come. All right. I am very glad to be here. I am feeling not 100%. I wish I was feeling, thinking 100%. But I feel okay. Because, you know, your water bucket cannot get full of water if you don't set it where the faucet is running, the spring is giving off the water. So I say that to say our mind condition, and speaking about just civilized people, people with the blood of the gods who come from above in this solar system, they came to Earth and came on a mission. And this is one of the epic things that we can identify with myth. myth is not history. Remember that. Myth is not history. History is history. And myth is not offered at all in any way to substitute or a synonym. Think about what I'm saying to you, because you have the church and the gospel of St. Paul and Jesus Christ is used to function people's perception. And hadn't I been reading to understand more and more of this situation in the world? The distinction between BCE and AD and Adamani. If you don't know the difference between that, you're just eating and drinking. And when it comes to the principality that affects human civilized life, you're not a part of it. You know, we have got to learn in order to get ourselves in a knowledgeable position. Otherwise, people are going to sell you some things you don't want to buy. And you won't have the knowledge of the knowledge that should give you a sense of proper option. Proper option. You know, because you don't have any idea about the stuff that you want to do. You don't have the right knowledge about it. So anybody can lead you astray and like suggest this and suggest that to you. So what I'm saying here is this, simply, we don't need, they have a thing to say, you can't beg water to boil cow foot, right? Because it's going to take a lot. It's not boiling a banana in a hot pot. That's not what it is. We have, it's going to take a lot more water to boil a cow foot than you're going to use to boil a banana, you know, or something else you're cooking. So that is just, you know, comparison to our brain that learn things, go to school to learn to read, graduate and stuff like that, and be useful for a lot of things. Well, the function of the human life, civilized humans, and you even see some of these principles that I'm talking about with lower animals. Look at the videos and see how animals prey on other animals to eat them when they go to hunt, just like human being. You know, called hunter-gatherers. That was before civilized time. That was before civilized human beings were created on the earth. You know what I mean? And it is very important to have, let's say, you are born and raised let's say, all right, Jamaica, like me, like myself. Or even if you want to say you come from a country further away, like Vietnam. Vietnam is far away, like halfway around the earth. And if you're born in Vietnam and you migrate to, let's say, England or America, because you you're born and raised there, and you migrate to, you know, to the Western world, you have a good sense of direction and the country where you come from. But what about me, who born in Jamaica, which is just like about 100 miles, you know, because we are like 90 miles away from Cuba. So, you know, it takes about a hour and a half to travel from Jamaica to Miami. About that. It's probably that. About a hour and a half flight. And I'm talking about your conscious judgment, awareness of where you're coming from. If you have a good sense, you are not apprehensive about the distance between the places because you have a good sense of it. So such as, you know, if you're going to buy a house, if you don't have much experience, what you should be aware of when you're going to buy a house or make a house, well, the best thing for you to do is to go to the people who you can trust in the business, you know, or if you have someone you are acquainted with and have the time and can offer their service to supervise what you're doing, that's the way to go. But if you personally don't know, you're going to trust yourself? Well, it means that you're in for a lot of problems because a lot of people are looking the shortcut to do certain things and to, like, to gain something if they can find some ignorance in your knowledge towards what you're transacting. So somebody's, when you think that, you know, it would have just cost, you know, like, say, something pertaining to the business you're doing. It don't have to be a house you're buying. It can be something else. It can be a car you're buying. If you don't have no idea, you know, an estimation how much you should pay for this car or for the house, you can pay too much. You can definitely pay too much. I mean, way beyond what is reasonable. Because you don't have any idea. Well, I tell you what. I'm saying all of that. Come to this needful knowledge that we are to have about the world we are living in. First of all, we really need to have a good reading knowledge of things. Because like I've been talking, and if you ever heard me, I mentioned my brother who has a PhD, and he's a church person. People who have a PhD in our time, yeah, they can read, they can do mathematics and other things. But there's a big problem with people who are under white people government. It's not a government, according to the history that we have. White people government is not government. And they are pretending to be government. But you see, they don't have a history to show you how they come to have what is authentic government, that only one government on earth, and that's kingship. And no civilized person should lose out on having that knowledge. But if we grow up in church, I assure you, we don't know what is authentic government. Only grow up with AD and Adamani, fraudulent government. And to us, it's government. And if you don't you know, I would have to spend a long time on this, explaining what I know of the history and the situation that we have. If you begin, let's say, all the people, all the African people who are hybrid people, the civilized people, whether or not them can read or not, but by birth, by blood, African people are ethnic people, Indians, Chinese, and Arabs, and Hispanics, and more. We must learn to read. We must learn to read. And I am one who can argue that if we are only educated under A.D. Anno Domini, chances are I'm going to ask you, what before Christ means? I want somebody to call me and explain to me the difference between B.C., before Christ, and A.D. Anno Domini. I want somebody to call me and tell, and explain to me fully, what is before Christ? What type of world exists before Christ? Is there anything that you can point to under the B.C. era that gives us a precedence for A.D. Anno Domini? Can you tell me that? If you cannot tell me that, go and tell the white people to get out of our territory, every one of them. If you only know that there is something that we refer to as B.C., right? If you can't explain the difference between that era where you can't say that civilization was established by A.D. Anno Domini. Can you say that? Listen to me real good. All right. But first of all, if somebody's there trying to, you know, like, explain to me the answer, what I'm asking, here's the number to call. 347-850-1358. Listen, you notice that when somebody is selling something, it doesn't go for everyone. But I'm just drawing an example to you that when people are selling things, they know what the value of the thing is they're selling, right? And let's say the buyer may have no clue, but they want the stuff that you're selling, right? Now, it comes down to when you say, well, how much you want for this? How much you're selling it for? And they look and find out, like, you're oblivious to what the price you should expect to pay. Now, you do understand that you can pay too much for that stuff because you don't have any idea. You have to judge your feelings as to, you know, what the thing looks like and what you can do with it and stuff, and decide whether or not you want to pay that price for the person asking. You see? Now, if you have a good understanding of how much the thing should cost, you have a value judgment if they are overpricing it to sell you. If you decide and say, no, me not paying that for it. I want it, but I'm not paying that for it. So I can give you so much for it. You know what I mean? So if you have a good sense of the value for what you're buying, you can argue that. And you can refuse to pay what you're asked to pay for it. All right. Well, so is us under A.D. Anno Domini. If you read the history prehistory, before Christ. This whole bunch of ignorant nonsense about Christ, no Christ, no exist, yet still AD and Adamani is floating around the world like it is the Bible calendar. It is not. The amount of factual information we have to know that white people are criminals, they don't business into African territory at all. If we understand their interbreeding that they do with different Neanderthals and then African people, and why they are talking. If you know that, I mean, look, if any white people, if you have to deal with any white people and you decide to tell them exactly what you know, they don't want to see you again. You're no longer their friend. Know why? They know that they are hiding a secret about why they are here. And it's not that it is real secret. It's just that we don't read, we don't know. So they are achieving goods, land and wealth from we not knowing, because their ancestors do the crime, you know, going back over 100,000 years and narrow it down to like 12,000 years ago. They continue to escalate their crime against the African people. It is so long that when we come up and are brought up in church, we don't have no idea. We are robbed of the knowledge of who we are and the price of things then. You don't just put it that way. We don't know the value of ourselves, and therefore we have to accept whatever is in society, because we don't have an education that teaches us good history about the past. And you cannot depend on these white people who say they're running government and controlling us. You cannot depend on them to tell you, or we cannot depend on them to tell us where what before Christ means, the BC. You can't depend on them. No, because they don't, as far as they are concerned, BC is only there to represent the fact that, okay, we are coming from a time in the past. But they don't want to talk about what that society was back there, where all of those people are dead and gone. Only history is here to tell us exactly. So BC refers to the history, the prehistory time. So where they come from with AD and Adamani, and as far as it affects the African people, AD and Adamani has no relevance with African people. And I am telling you because history says so. Prehistory says so. Prehistory don't have no precedence whatsoever for what is called AD and Adamani, Latin in the year of our Lord. It's just a fact. It's just a fact. And, you know, it's just that when you don't know, you don't know. And I can tell you about that. Look what we don't know. Now, what can you make of this article? Let's say, and I'm not talking to white people with this. You know, if white people listen to what I'm saying, it's their business. I'm not educating white people. I'm educating African people who don't know. We come up into a time where we do not know. Until you start to read seriously and you begin to separate yourself from those who are still ignorant. right? They have yet to come in the realization of the truth. So that when you say BC and AD, you know exactly what it means. But when you don't know what it means, and you hear Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics, and for you to know that, you know, what it means for the Pope, supposed to be a religious person and the vicar of Christ, the Pope is a sodomite white European person, right? His culture is a sodomite culture. Has nothing at all to do with world history textbook civilization that the history talks about. White people are not mentioned in the world history textbook as a civilized culture. Not. Rather, they have a Bible that is not even certified, but that Bible that white people use to control black people, Bible tells you that white people are sodomites. And it's mentioned in the Bible. And they are a stinking criminal. White people are stinking fucking ass criminals. That's what it is. Now, I mean, they have like changed up history era. And you can read about it, how we move from the Paleolithic age and come into the Neolithic age, and from the Neolithic age we come into the Bronze Age. And if you don't have a clear sense of that, these white people, they're going to eat you. Like how the vultures and all these other let's say the lion will kill a elephant and begin to eat the elephant. And tell you what, you see, by the time they kill the elephant, it don't take a lot of time for all of the other creatures out there that want looking for food to know. Somehow they have like a radar easily transmit to each other that, oh, we have something over here, but you see, it belongs to the lion. That food belongs to the lion. And the lion is going to eat and have their belly full before they walk away, and the rest of these scavengers will come and start to fight over it. All right? Now, what I'm saying to you, the white people are like vultures. They are vultures. And of course, by nature, they are like the vultures out there. Because remember, they were hunter-gatherers. Now, we were never people who have to live over millions of years to only make stone tools. We were created in Africa 200,000 years ago, and we have all the knowledge of technology. We don't come from where white people come from. We come from here. This is where African people come from, where the gods came to earth. And here is the Sumerian history textbook that tells you they, the gods, came to earth thousands of years ago. Later on, they created the hybrid humans. And that was the first time the human kind of people ever knew what is civilization, and to know what is civilization, well, you wouldn't know it unless you were born a hybrid, because only hybrid are civilized humans. It's hard for you to understand it, the history of it, because only the history tells us and maintain a continuous knowledge of what humanity is like. If you depend on what these white people are writing and tell you, you will never come to the knowledge of the world or what it means by BC. You will not know it, because they want the world to be exactly the way they make it to be right now. A vultures. White people are vultures. Okay? And they have shifted the knowledge of civilization so far that there are a lot of us African people. We don't know nothing concerning civilization. And it is such a lamentable thing. Lamentable. Think that I am talking about myself. How I grew up to Christian parents. A Christian person don't understand the world at all. If you ask a Christian person to explain AD Anno Domini, they won't be able to tell you the fact of what it is. They'll tell you some little you know, like it's a little almanac type of thing, like, you know, it's to give you time a day or something, or the week or the something like that. Something like that. They don't know anything advanced about calendar, zodiac calendar, because white people don't care about houses of the zodiac as far as where energy is concerned. And as far as if you look at or read about the ziggurat that the gods establish on earth till there. Okay? And they had to erect the temples by an orientation where they can look up and observe the planet, the 10th planet. So what I'm trying to say to you is that under the AD system right now, and I'm talking to everybody that is African civilized people, no matter how ignorant you are to what I'm saying, but it affects you anyway. And it's time for you to know about the real life of the African people, that you can hardly find anybody know and willing. And when I say that, if they know and willing, what kind of person would know and don't want to talk about it? I mean, not just, you know, no little, light things. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking to where, you know, until you're impacted by it, it absorbs you, because you know it belongs to you. The knowledge belongs to you. But when you find out a Christian African person who don't know how they were created, and they believe it is the Bible creation of Adam and Eve in a garden, that the poto-poto story that they have, that's a myth. That's not history. And the Bible don't have no certification of history. Right? And especially the Genesis creation story. So, we African people are coming from where we were created. The first civilized people on earth. You can't tell the white people them that now, unless you really know what you're talking about. and let them fly away like the crow off the, you know, the stuff what they are preying on. We are a symbolic carcass. You know, if you liken us to the when the lion kill the stuff and, you know, eat their portion and leave the rest to the others who, you know, who they can afford to give it to. White people are just like that. Void, and they don't care about the knowledge about prehistory or before Christ. Because their existence of speaking is not, they did not speak under, you know, for at the time when, let's say, white people are in Europe, how long? According to the World History textbook. Do you know? We need to know that, even for you to understand what I'm saying. You need to know how long they are up there. And 1.5 million years they are in Europe, Asia, and Eurasia. And where they are coming from in that evolutionary time frame, how long their ancestries go back in time, according to the World History textbook, not my words, science. And if you put the science in the World History textbook with Sumerian time, then you have the full sense of time. You can't use the Bible to have full sense of time. You say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and all that kind of stuff. Those are things of madness. That's not coherent knowledge about the world that we live in. You see, all these guys talking about their preacher and preaching for the, you know, the Lord and Jesus Christ and stuff like that. These people are mentally, they are ill. They are mentally ill because their mind is full of too many uncivilized concepts. Okay? So what I am saying to you here is that we African people are ethnic people. So many group of us, we are the same culture. You've got to get to know that. That don't look on the Chinese like they are alien to us. Chinese are not alien to the ethnic group of Africans. Because we belong to the hybrid set that is called ethnic. Okay? So even if you don't want to go and join the Indian race or the Chinese, just remember, you're free to do that. And I'm sure none of them would treat you like, you know, like you don't belong in their culture, because you would go and live among them just like they live themselves. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you is that if something don't happen, you are never going to know this, because, I mean, all of us grew up in the church and we're dead in the church. The knowledge that I'm talking about, there was a few years ago, I don't know nothing about what I'm saying here today. But the gods that I one day, you know, feel the interest to pursue this knowledge of what is the truth according to prehistory. And there are a few things that we can use to know whether it's true or not, because you're talking about the flood and the flood of Noah. And, you know, you can tell when the Bible is out of whack. All right? So when these white people are behaving like they are the ones that been discovering what science is, they're fucking their ass. You see? And they are heating the carcass. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. If we know the truth, white people is going to find their way where they come from. No joke about that. Because the truth, whenever it is not flawed, I mean, mixed with all kind of foolishness, nobody, to the contrary, cannot handle it. So you just understand that the reason why these white people treat black people the way they do is because they find out that we are dumb. And they design our education, us dumb. You understand that? It's true. Because when you hear about, you know, somebody talking to you about the history of African people, you can't tolerate that because you're full of the Holy Ghost and all that kind of stuff. It doesn't work together. Right? You can't cook together. And you feel great to be a Christian because there's nothing else that we have been taught about that. All right? But knowledge exists to destroy all of the nonsense that we have been taught. But if you are too damaged to understand the knowledge, you're going to dead and perish with your head full about a bunch of nonsense. So I am telling you now, you have got to have the identity of what resonates as a factual piece of information. If you are not able to do that, you are going to die in your ignorance, right? So there is nothing that I'm doing to force anybody to accept anything. It's about you hearing something and can discern whether or not you're hearing something that makes sense. If your head is showing you when something makes sense, well, follow your head. Because, you know, if you can see something when it's right from when it's wrong, you can learn. You can learn everything, all right? So when these white people now that you see scraping up every piece of gold on Africa territory and claiming even the obelisk that you see they have is a tall pole and the top, you know, is pointed, called obelisk. It's not theirs. They take everything that belongs to us and say it's theirs. You don't see? Now, you don't hear anybody coming out and say those kind of stuff. No, they must be shocked to hear someone talking about these kind of stuff. Because these are the kind of stuff that will drive them out. You see, if African people begin to learn their history and become, reconstruct their thinking and their conduct, like find out, oh, so democracy is nonsense. When you come to know that, these white people, that's what they use to be controlling everything that black people own. You see, they started from the bottom and worked their way to the top because they find out that black people slow to learn, right? And see, all they needed to do was get a figurehead black people to support them. And when they find out that, okay, they got support from black people, that's it. That was all she wrote. Got one of them, you get the whole of them. And this is what happened. That's what happened to us. That's what happened to me. I passed through it. Nobody can tell me no nonsense now. They don't have no history to support their position. They don't have academic certification. And they are setting up colleges and universities. Why do not they have academic certification for the Bible if they're telling the truth? That lets you know that they are scavengers of the African people. That's what they are. That's why they kill from time, way back in time, they kill African people who have some sense and can advance the African civilized cause. They kill you if you're not okay. If you're not situated properly, they kill you. You see, it's hard for us to make progress after we have been made confused. So we know a little thing, but we don't know the complete thing. So we are weak. We are weak. You can't stand up to these people who, according to the history that delineates what has been happening, you know, let's say from 1.5 million years ago, where these white people are up in Europe. Why are they up in Europe? Can't talk and only can make stone tools. That's what the history book says here. They can't displace that fact. They can't displace that fact. But when we don't know the whole thing, see where they got us here today? They turn us, we are all, we, America is a land of sodomy. Because the, what they call a government, federal government, it make law to marry two honest fucking people. What more you want for now? And black people don't are not under any government law where they get justice and protection. No, black people are under that because you're under these white people garbage that they have as government, AD and a dominant. The worst stinking, you know, ideas that ever come on earth, they are the ones who bring it here. America was never a land of disorder. They turn it into disorder. And they make up, why they're so strong is that we allow them to make up all kind of fucking nonsense. I mean, I say fucking nonsense because look, they are sodomites. So don't think that I'm cursing, I mean, profanity. It's not profanity. The point is, we reach a time where they must get out from among us. Now they don't want to say, I am disturbing their community standard. How can they be uncivilized and, you know, are just barely talking? They don't care anything about civilization. And they want to tell us that where they come and this, you know, I mean, say they take over legal authority of where we settled simply because we behave like we are dumb dogs. They are able to do all those things. When the time when someone is going to say the things that needs to be said, there's no if or but. White people don't have anything to supersede the fact of existence. They are crows, scavengers. And the history is there to prove that. Now, why? You think nobody is a calling me when I say, call me, 347-850-1358. They're not doing that. They're not calling me because people are afraid of what I'm saying. You see what I mean? When people, you know, should be able to you know, get cozy and begin to ask questions and plow. You don't get direction. You know, but no, you're in sympathy with these white people because they're of the churches and all the institutions for you to go in there and find a place. And, of course, you don't have any alternative because them say them a government and controlling everything. But you see, knowledge is to chase and wash away the sodomy that them have here and go back to their place. They're not going to go back to their place when we are here into every what you call it, stinking old institution that they have there for you. Everything is set up like this is the real world. And if you ask them what is before Christ, they have no, they don't have anything coherent to tell you. They start, you know, talking all kind of crap. You go on Google, it show you how bad we are now. You go on Google, you ask questions that is pertain to African knowledge. They're not going to answer you now. Right now, they're ready to tell you how good sodomy is. Fucking asses. That's what they're ready to tell you on Google. So when you see they are talking like they are the original people. They are original Greek. They are original Romans. They are original everything. But I'm telling you, the world is a textbook. He's saying something different. And now, now all the banks and all these things that we have out there today, and the credit cards and stuff like that, there is only one thing that would, totally dissolve all of the bureaucratic, transaction all over the world where they are. And that is AD Anno Domini. Because AD Anno Domini has no authentic foundation in the civilized world. Every business being transacted in America today and abroad with AD Anno Domini 2021. And when I tell you the law that they are using is called AD first, that's how long it is in effect. So before Christ. What law and government was before Christ? You mean there is a count in history that so many people being in the world before 2,000 years ago, man? What kind of government are they using? Don't you read about kingship and king law code and everything like that? That they don't have nothing to do with? So they are making up a world of their own now where you can fuck ass, and that's all white people are concerned with. All the white people, the best they have to tell you that for you to make you feel like they are good people is to be Christian. Christian is a bunch of, fucking ass institution. You know, so they fix it up so that you can be a part of it and enjoy yourself and stuff because you don't know anything else but Adam and Eve in a garden. Adam and Eve in a garden is when they are fucking the other guy in the ass. That's what Adam and Eve is. Where is that place where God put Adam and Eve? You can't find it. No, but you in it because you are a believer. Believe what? You don't know. It's knowledge supposed to take you where you're going. You got to come into life and develop and mature and get knowledge. But you don't, belief don't work like that. As you develop judgment and exercise belief or faith and can open anything. You don't go and take a class to do those things, do you? No, you don't. So what I'm trying to say to you is the time has come for the truth to be known. The time has come for the truth to be known. So I'm telling you, where we come from is the account, how we are created. And these white people have, they set up everything to block us. And the sooner we know that AD Anadamani is not government, is not affecting the dynamics of AD Anadamani, is only because we believe that it is government. But read the history, you will see it has no root in civilized government. So by us being able to become unknowing of the fact, we don't have anything to guide us, to protect us, except go according to the system. If we get to know and understand, this is not a system for us. These white people have absolutely no legal power whatsoever to say they have any control over the African people. Yet still, you have Obama who can, and Hillary that can go to Gaddafi, right? And kill the man. Why did they kill him? Do you know of anything he did to anybody at all? Why do they think, these sodomites think, that they can leave all of these places that they capture and talk about imperial colonialism and forced hegemony, taking over all the land of the African people? It's something these white people know. Why they're taking that, I mean, this resounding risk that they are running, because they're taking a risk on that we are ignorant and we're not going to find out what they have done. I find out what they have done. And the only thing come to their mind is to kill any one of us that find out. Okay? That's what they think, because they know that if we find out what they have done, they won't have anything to rely on. If we know today that AD Anadamani is not a power of registration for anything that we own by ourselves, if we know that, man, then we get our own kingship government together, man. You know, we don't need to go to nothing that these people have. You see? And whatever they have and set up, you know, as government, it's to, those things must be gone. You see what I mean? Because they are here now, like, telling us how we are, we are under everything that they do. No, you see, all the money and stuff like that, these fucking white idiot, fucking ass white people, they know it's not their stuff. They know it's not there. And simply because we can't put our finger on what problem is, they keep on stringing us along. You see? But all the lies are there to uncover, that I uncover, just as though they lie with the Bible, and they're coming out of Europe. Why they don't write a Bible that is based on their life experience over the past 1.5 million years? Why these white people don't write a Bible of themselves? Think of these stinking white, stinking European, evolutionary idiots who just barely talk because of what has happened in history. And they can write a Bible about a talking serpent. And they don't expect that we would one day find out that they are the talking serpent in the Bible. Yeah? And that no Jesus at all ever existed. But they want to like rub it into us now. who are on the threshold of finding out that we are in a wrong human environment, the humanid environment. And whereas they don't know anything, but because they start after the miscegenation with the African people, they are talking now because of a blood they have inside of them, and they have looks of the Neanderthals. They think that, okay, they land now. They land. They have everything all right. But they can't answer to AD and Adamany. They can't answer to democracy. Hear that? Keep on talking about they may be losing their democracy. They, you know what? They never had one. It was only in pretension, an assumption. So I am saying, if we don't have a sense of what we are, of where we are going and how we are behaving, we are helpless, right? And these white people, they have done enough now to keep us exactly where we are if we don't grow and learn knowledge of ourselves. So this is where we come from. And I read it all the time. Nobody pay attention to these things. There was a time when I didn't know to pay attention to these things. But as soon as I begin to like get a grab of history and where the world is coming from, it's a total different experience for me. So they came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's new first new age of scientific growth. Now, each of these things that I read to you, ask these white people if for 1.5 million years in Europe, did they establish the first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment? It does not, because 100,000 years ago, some African people, in little trickles, we were migrating out of Africa. You know, you just go by the seaside, the southern seaside, or come up through the Barren Bridge. 100,000 years ago. And what did our ancestors find? They find these folks up there, I mean, hauling them down, drying them off on the Sippy and got interbreed with them. That's what our ancestors, I mean, found. Because I cannot see in any kind of way where our people were looking them to fuck with. For what? They were told to not mingle with them. Something went wrong there. Something went wrong. But it's not all of us that did it. So why the rest of us have to take the fall? Take the fall because we allow these white people to turn us into idiots. You see? Who is to protect us from them? Knowledge. No, you mean they're coming from Africa and they were not taught? They were taught. Because it is recorded that they were not supposed to mingle with these sodomite fucking ass people. So we are the ones that are given these enlightenment on them. Okay? And as you can see, they didn't run and follow us back 100,000 years. We were leaving Africa and going to different places. Go set up our settlement and begin to do business and everything like that. Why you didn't see them coming with us at that time? No, they had preparation to make. You know what preparation they needed? Miscegenation. To breed with the African people and get a generation of people like Obama. Because that's what Obama is. They call them this generation of them, Yamnaya culture. They don't want to talk it out of what actually happened because they are afraid that what they did, if known, they are going to lose their grip on the church and all the kind of stuff they do to fool us. So they don't want this knowledge about the miscegenation and the interbreeding with Neanderthals and with the African hybrid people. But, you see, it was not as injurious for them to mix with the Neanderthals because the Neanderthals don't have the blood of the gods at all. We do. The ethnic people do. And that's why it's not good. Any old ethnic people out there and fucking with white people and interbreeding with them, you are killing your ethnic population. That's what you're doing. And that is what gives them the takeover because they ain't going to stop fucking us. White people not going to fucking us. I mean, they stink, but I mean, they find a way to have pleasure in it. You see, and like if you don't fuck us, I mean, you know, I mean, I guess they have all kind of way if you teach you or if you, I guess, to try to keep yourself clean. I don't know that. But look at the situation. I have common sense. Almost they, I mean, fuck us and live happily. Eh? Now, me don't want to have sex in that way so that, I must go through all the rituals to fuck Bati. No. I mean, vagina is the thing that nature tell us. So look at the animals them out there. They're not going after the Bati. Look at the big the elephant them. You see, elephant try to fuck the other one Bati? No. So it doesn't matter how, and they come here now and it hurts, it agitates me down to the bottom. When they are coming here and telling us that, you know, it is all right to fuck us all, no, that offends me the most. It offends me the most. And then they have the church here and all this kind of stuff where these church people are fucking Bati. And then they want to tell us that they are the one discover this, discover that, discover that. No, they don't stay here and tell us that. So I am having a fight with Twitter, right? And Facebook and YouTube and LinkedIn, all these places. These sodomite white people established. Black people don't, I mean, we're going out of style. So I am telling you exactly where we are coming from. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought. Yes, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. This is the truth about African hybrid people, nothing else. You go into every legitimate history, it does not combine, and they want to tell you that history on the Bible, you know, agrees. Now, you know, they are telling us that because we allow them to be in this position. We outnumber these people. And yet still, we allow them
to go everywhere we are and disrobe us, put on our robe, and put on their stinking sodomite ideas like Christmas and Easter. They put it on us. When they find out that we do those things, they'll realize, say, all right, good. I mean, the book is closed on black people. Because there is no way they could be in their right mind and support the church. They don't know what they're reading or nothing like that. This is what is happening, right? As somebody who grew up in the church and come to read and find out what the real world is, now, I have delight in talking about what the real history says and not a Bible that, I mean, look, I never heard anybody say it, but by my moving forward with the knowledge, I am discovering more and more things. How can the Bible not be certified by academic educated people to say, yes, it is real history? Adam and Eve was created in a garden. This is the place it is. But you don't have any place in the Bible that shows you, record, you know, that it is history you're reading when you're reading Adam and Eve in a garden. Then you realize, oh, it is information that comes from prehistory about human beginning. And when I say human beginning, I'm talking about hybrid people. The hybrid human, the Homo sapien type, that is mixed with the God's blood, because we can be called the mixed one. We are called the mixed one. But we allow these white people to come and trod us down, because first of all, first batch of African people who allow these Homo erectus, hominid offspring, to drag them into the steppe up there, you know, of Asia, and drag them and go interbreed with them and get this new generation they call Yamnaya culture, the Obama. Obama mother is white, and his father is a black, Kenya man, right? And look at them now. Look at them. Look at Obama. When even myself give contribution to make him president. But now, when it came up to Obama, all of the media that and Reverend Wright stuff, these sodomite people, that's all they do is trick the black people who just believe everything. Michelle, if you think that Michelle is a lady, then what all the commotion is about? When she's in a classroom with children asking her about her marriage and stuff, and you can see she's going on like she's a puss. She's not going on like a real woman who marry a man. I see it with my own eyes. And then I go on the internet and punch in her name. And it is her name and date of birth on the internet. Michelle is Michael. And you heard, must have slipped by the tongue, Obama was addressing these army people them when he was president. And he actually said, Michael and I. Michael and I. Look, and we sitting here and like doubtful Thomas. Like we are doubtful Thomas. You know, we believe everything. And anything to break down the church, we don't want to hear it. However, I am telling you that whether or not somebody like the truth, but look here, you know, if you hear something and it's not right, now have a conversation, right? Have a conversation. Because if you can't knock down something that is nonsense, then what are you thinking? If you have the truth in your mind, help somebody with it. Because as much as you hear I'm talking here, I'm talking because I'm reading history. And I see history is straight as an arrow. Now, you tell me why it's not straight as an arrow. No joke about that. No joke about that. No, I am not somebody who you call in here now at 347-850-1358. And I, let's put your hand up, right? And I tell you, just touch the keypad and come in and raise your hand. I'm going to put you on the air, you know, let everybody around the world hear what you have to say, right? And so it is that if you are going to refute anything that I am saying, people around the world is going to hear that. People who are ready to distinguish between this and that, they'll be able to tell. And that's what I want. That is what I want. I don't have any fear of what I am saying, because I am going to go to the history authority book, right? When I am saying all of these things now, my friend, about if you don't know where you're going, you know, you don't know what you're buying, you don't know what you're believing, you're into serious trouble. Go to the ABC from the very beginning, where things began, and work your way forward. In this, in, it says, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zacharias Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods, indelibly written in stone. So, my friends, I say to you, when you hear something like, the Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics, by Kathleen Grossman. It's like about some 14 or so years ago, Pope John Paul II, and said, Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evils. Vatican official said Tuesday. The pontiff will make plea for pardon, unprecedented in the church's history, the Vatican said, during the prayer of the faithful, in the evangelization of Latin Mass at St. Peter's Basilica. Goes on to say, the Vatican released lengthy documents, A lengthy document Tuesday analyzing the theological underpinnings of the gesture, memory and reconciliation, the church and the faults of the past. And all the church has been doing that is running the gospel of the 12 disciples is fucking each other's ass. Jesus has 12 disciples, and you think of the depiction of those 12 disciples. Two of the men are leaning up on his shoulder, right? and he has some of them that are like three of them that are more distinguished than the other nine, right? Now, why is that? Why is the woman sect is separated from the male in Jesus' ministry? Now, are we dealing with a homosexual Bible or not? A Bible that tells you about homosexuals in Genesis 19. Okay? Who is publishing that in a Bible that is supposed to be? You see the reason why the Bible cannot be certified as a real civilized book, with all of these lies about Adam and Eve in a garden? Why Adam and Eve in a garden can have a male and a female to start out the civilized human life? They want to say, Adam and Eve bring forth these white people too? How can Adam and Eve in a garden that the white people are using in the Bible for Christianity, can Adam and Eve be two people having these different species? You know, they have one kind of blood. So how can they be represented in the Bible as the first two people that give rise to humanity? And the thing is, the world history textbook, totally reject that. Because the world history textbook that these very same white people are having control of, they would never allow that to be in the world history textbook. You know? But they are trying to make African people think that the Bible is an authority over the world. No. The Bible is only their authority in Europe. You hear me good? People have them authority in Europe, not in African territories. And now the bomb is going to drop. Okay, so if you're out there and think white people have dominance over African territory, it's only for a while. There's a reason why. There is a while. You African people out there need to learn the lesson. How do we get here? How do we get these white people who are coming from humanoid evolution? How do you get them in a Bible to Adam and Eve, who bring black people, Chinese people, and the ethnic group? Now, if you're an idiot, you can take that. But what I'm trying to tell you is that it is much more than you can handle. Because if you're not making sense, you're not making sense. All these complications are there, talking serpents and all that. You never wonder if that makes sense? If you ever wonder if wise men follow a star and go to see a baby Jesus? Huh? You never wonder why King Herod go and slaughter boys 2 years and under? You ever wonder if that is true? It's not true. You see what I mean? And we are restricted to what these white people want us to believe. No, who are white people to be writing a Bible and writing black people character in there, like Abraham, Moses, and all that? You see what I mean? Now, when we come to know these ton load of nonsense, okay, that they are writing as real myth, not history, cannot be certified as history. Nothing that is in the Bible that people say they are believing in, and when I began to observe, there was nothing in the Bible that is certifiable, that, you know, that makes some sense. None of the major foundation of the Bible that tells you about God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. And the first three chapters in Genesis, there's absolutely nothing there that any academic reviewers could certify that those are real. Now you understand why things are the way they are in the world, where the Bible that these asswipe people are using as an authority and raise up their bogus governmental institutions under a D and a Domini, which it doesn't matter how, it doesn't matter what they can say, they cannot prove certification of the Bible with nothing that they're talking about creation. Nothing. Because a whole ton of information out there in books that prove that the Bible is a wrecking tool. Wreck civilization. That's what it is. If you don't understand when the Pope apologizing for sins of Catholic, if it doesn't bother your mind, it doesn't boggle your mind, you think the Pope is apologizing for committing sin against white people? Does not include them. Just as how the civilized book of the world being put on a back bench like a world civilized world textbook don't mean nothing. Because as long as these sodomite people take the wealth and raise up all kind of institution and claim that their institution is legal under AD and Adamani, and nobody with good university education cannot come forward and show linguistically none of that is true. Why? Why none of them do it? And then, you know, I don't get anything to do because nobody will, confront me. I give out the number all the time for people to call me. I mean, people are listening to me. People are listening to me, but they're scared. But, my friends, you do not need to be scared because if the truth is the highest power that you can have, you don't need to be afraid. You just don't need to be afraid. Now, all of these people are so abominable, they just don't want you to know the truth. Because fire going to hell is going to begin to blaze, burn them up, and pay them for all of the things that they have done to the African people. It wasn't warranted. But you don't see no white people come up and say, you know, cry out for them to, like, you know, leave, depart from our territory and go about their business. No, because they want the wealth to have. And them not cry over the ton load of billions of people, black people that they kill. No, but they tell you about Jesus to be saved. What happened to those people that they kill? Where's Jesus? It shows you, like, there is no academic certification for Jesus at all. It's just a Bible shipped out of stock. That's what it is. You see, and you may wonder, like I'm talking forward. I'm not talking forward. I'm saying exactly the description of what these white people are doing to the world, man. Think about what they do. For we to hold them in esteem. No. No esteem at all, except the hot steam to burn them. When they do things like this, the document list falls, the Pope will address, including wars of religion. Is way back in time, you know. So you would never hear them say anything about church because church wasn't back there then. Church is since, say, 17 years ago. 1700 years ago. So now, yes, wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, those are the dark, dark days when they were using all kind of force on the black people. And Africa says nothing. Think about that. You think about that. That is something that you probably never hear anybody say. We are sold out to these white people by Europe. You hear what I say? Yeah, you hear me right. Africa sold us out. Just remember now, weren't we sold to in ships in Africa? Hello? Come to the Western world here? Eh? Yes. Oh, every country has governmental jurisdiction. And in this case, government kingship jurisdiction. Look, our civilized life is exclusive. There's nothing to share with these white people. We allow them to come in. Africa allowed them to take us as slaves and do whatever they want to do with us. And they don't turn the black of their eyes. Something is wrong, can't you see? Can't you see? And as long as the God says, time is up, Uno Sodomites, go back to your roots where you come from. As long as they say that, that's all I want to know. That they are there griping all this time and watching what we are doing and wonder, you know, oh, it takes us so long to realize stuff here. Listen all these things that it is proven that you and I been going on in the church all along and can't make out anything to be wrong in the Bible. That's how backward we are. Well, I'm not taking a stick and beat nobody for not knowing what they don't know. Because, half a century and more is as long as I didn't know where to go. But my parents didn't know anything. The church was not telling me anything. The school was not telling me anything. So there was nobody to really tell me anything. All I needed to do was read enough. And with my conscience and honesty, That's what I needed. Now, what do you need to read the Bible of Genesis, the first three chapters, and find, serious problem enough for you not to believe it? Are you seeing something else in the words? Isaiah 2, about wise men see a star in the east and follow it. It didn't go all the way there before trouble start. As you read Matthew 2, you'll find out. Guess what? All the years I've been reading Matthew 2, I never found out until the other day. I start to read it. And, you know, a long time I haven't read it. And this time I'm reading it. And the kind of stuff I am seeing in there. No. So it's a good thing that I am seeing it after I begin to find out things. So now it's easy for me to say, oh, this is a part of the thing that they are putting the Bible to really dumb us down. Because as long as you don't see those things in there, those booby traps in there, okay? If you can't see those booby traps in the Bible, your brain is really gone, you know what I mean? And you're praising Jesus and stuff. To think that Jesus don't exist in the Bible, especially in the Bible, is in just the other day I'm learning no Jesus not in the Bible because you say, guess what? Jesus is all over the Bible. That St. Paul talking about Jesus and the four Gospels talking about Jesus and Jesus is all over the Old Testament, New Testament. If you didn't come to the realization to see that something is wrong with what you're reading, you just read them and keep on going. Now, I'm reading with a processor. in my brain. You know, that whatever the substance the Bible is talking about, it must be consistent. It must be coherent. It must make complete sense. It's not something that you can find fault with. No, because the truth, you can't find fault with the truth unless you don't know what you're reading, right? But truth is truth. And I'm saying, no wise man, you know, I mean, Jesus, God really betray his people. That's what that the in total, the Matthew follow wise men following the star is something. It's just another piece of the sodomite myth that they make up, you see, and then they turn around and tell you that myth is also history. Those kind of stuff, you'd think that it's genuine academic stuff saying that. That's not true. That's not true. You have got to know when they are mixing a Jim Jones Kool-Aid for you. Myth is not history. It is impossible for myth to be history. But they want you to look at it like like myth and history, the same thing. It means the same thing. That's not true. Make these guys go wash themselves and keep themselves over Europe. We don't want them here no more, because as far as they are concerned, they don't have no place else to go. But everywhere we are, it means that they intend to turn every one of us into sodomite. If you don't know that, well, you're taking too long to understand. All right? But I can't really blame you. You feel invoked to read more and understand what you're reading. So wonderful. So wonderful. All right. Now, so that was good enough. When I say, if we don't have an idea, we're not doing any good business at all, right? Somebody's going to lead us astray. All right. Now, let me play you a little tune. Playing this other tune, one of my favorites, Nat King Cole. And Stardust. I haven't played Stardust for a long time, and I'm featuring Stardust now. The other one is The Falling Leaves, right? forget when, but it is The Falling Leaves. That's when you're coming down to, you know, to the end of the year and leaves are falling. That's the other tune. It's a nice tune. This one is Stardust. And let's hear Stardust right now. And I come right back and I'll head off with Knowledge of Warning. End of Neolithic Age, you ushered in Bronze Age. And we're going to talk a little about the Bronze Age and what the white people were doing at the Bronze Age during the 3,000 years B.C. We're going to get into some of that, okay? So let's get some of Stardust by Nat King Cole.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain, my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Wonderful. Okay. And that's a very nice sounding tune. And I hope you like it. Now, let's turn our attention to the feature here. We're the leading expression is knowledge of warning. And the warning is end of Neolithic Age, ushered in the Bronze Age. Now, I pose a question there to you. Do you know anything about that? All right, we're getting around to 6 o'clock, about 10 minutes to 6 o'clock. And I'm inviting anyone who wants to come in. You have time, right? Call me. 347-850-1358. You can call me. You're in the United States, right? Easy to call in. Free. Paying nothing, right? And we can have another hour, right? We have another hour, a hour and 10 minutes. That we can talk anything you have in mind. All right. If you do not wish to if you don't wish to come in and talk ultimate stuff. Because this is how I look at this. This is ultimate stuff. You know, if you don't want to join in to this, you are wasting your time because you're eating and drinking, and you are, according to A.D. Anna Damon in the church system, you are paying attention to the things of the world. You're not putting together that, look, people only live for a little short time. And if you think that, okay, you have important things to think about and to look about. that's when you are devoid of the right knowledge of that fragile little body that you're walking around with.
But if you understand what makes you breathe and move around, you will treat yourself with a lot of a different attitude. Because, you know, you don't have to see tomorrow. You see, and whatever you're earning as wealth and stuff like that, accumulation of wealth, you know, I mean, you can only use so much of wealth, you know. And, you know, this is not to say we don't try to have wealth. I'm not saying that. Live as wealthy as you can. But what I'm trying to say, priority. What do you prioritize? When you prioritize, it doesn't mean that you leave out something you're not supposed to, that you must throw away. That's not what I'm saying. Priority is talking about things that you are to be concerned about. But in what order? You see what I'm saying? So prioritize your life. Because anytime you drop boop dead, that's it. So whilst you're alive, prioritize the things that you put ahead of other things. Right? You don't make the least things become the leading thing. So what I'm trying to say to you, the spiritual part of your life should be prioritized. You should be careful and be concerned about what are you thinking about, what are you digesting as good information. Are you reading the right history about yourself? Are you reading a Bible? Because we are all grown up with the Bible that these sodomite white people give us. And, you know, they turn all kind of sides. They have all kind of sides to turn for us to, like, accept and believe what they're saying. And think that what they're saying, Jesus is the ultimate. Jesus is the Christ and all this kind of stuff. You know? Jesus came down from heaven and all this kind of stuff. And those things are far from being true. Far from being true. You know, doesn't matter how you put your trust in Jesus and in God or the Bible. How do you put your trust in a God that clearly, if you don't see it yet, God is supposed to, according to the Bible, is all-knowing. The Bible doesn't prove the character God is all-knowing at all. What happened when Adam and Eve was getting into trouble with the serpent, the talking serpent? You believe that there was a talking serpent too? You're dumb. You are done. Because those things don't make no kind of a coherent sense. None whatsoever. But white people will tell you that. And by now we all believe in Jesus and we go to the church and nobody convinces us of anything else. Right? Not reading academic certified history. You're believing a Bible that has no certification, not even by an idiot. Nobody at all set their hand to certified where the Bible says so. As far as more specifically, Adam and Eve in a garden. You can't find no piece of the puzzle to that. None. And it's not supposed to be a puzzle. It's supposed to be something that we can identify, because you go to Africa, South Africa, you don't have any problem to know that the first civilized people lived there. It wasn't us. And the white people, what they're talking about, they're talking about what they are doing to steal from African people and fuck as many asses as they can. And because they want to come here and set up their government and say, you know, you're married and fucked as your asshole. You see, that's all they're concerned about. Marrying two sodomites is going against what nature teaches civilized people. And they want to come and contaminate civilized people. Like how they are contaminated in Europe. 1.5 million years ago, they couldn't talk. They make stone tools. And they want to come here and say they're teaching us to fuck us. You know? Throw that away. Begin to read the right information. And you will never be sorry. All right. Let's go. Because it's a knowledge of warning, because the end of the Neolithic Age ushered in the Bronze Age, River Valley's emergence of civilization. Have you ever heard about that? This is not talking about sodomite white people who said they take over the world. This is talking about African ethnic people all together. There is no church here. This is before what they call this faggot Christ character that never exists. They're talking about Christ soon come back. Christ never came anywhere. And yet still these sodomites want us to believe that is true. Send them back. Go fuck their own ass where they come from. But no, come here and tell us that we don't have a community standard for ourselves. No, that's taking us down to the graveyard. Down to the graveyard. No. It's time to stop that. Stop going to church. I'm telling you. Let the church and these white people go where they belong. Okay? No joke about that. Now, I think somebody would have called me already. It's going up to like 6 o'clock now. And I'm not going to get a call because I'm passing the time. All right. So now, if you don't know about, the before Christ, Neolithic time is before Christ. So the only reference you will hear is about religion back in that age, before Christ. Religion. So when they come with church and monotheism and stuff like that, I mean, this is not our cultural stuff. Okay? Our ethnic stuff. So I'm giving it to you as much as I can, man. Put your current ultimate attention on this. Are we talking about emergence of civilization? Put your current ultimate attention right here on this significant stuff that supersedes everything in your life. You need to know this. This is a corner post of your life, your spiritual life. You need to know this because that's why white people have us gone with them in the Bible. The answer, sodomy. Google below are true, but are 100% contradictory to homosexual takeover of the Elohim civilized world with uncivilized monotheism Christianity. Now, world history on page 30 brings us to where is this text? Wow. Page 30 directs me to read something. If you ever know what these sodomite people have done in this world history textbook, if you're reading the world history textbook for the first time, I'm pretty sure you'll have a hard time if you, especially if you're a Bible-believing person. You're going to have a problem reading the world as a textbook. I had to get to know by reading history and cross-referencing that these white people must not be allowed to stay in African territory, and both it is theirs. Because there is absolutely nothing at all but their sodomite ego that tells them that they can do this kind of stuff. They learn from us and then decide to use that knowledge to take the world over. No, they don't know enough to do that and do it without obstruction. But there is an obstruction now. And that obstruction is an order. They must go back where they come from. They didn't come here and take away nothing and share up land among themselves and all that because the place was chaotic and stuff like that. No, the gods come here and set up kingship. And we have all the Sumerian who first write civilized law for humanity, not for the gods. The gods gave them the law to write for us. And this is just like the River Valley, you know, the emergence of civilization, right? So, my friends, there's a lot for us to know. And if we run away from the truth, you will just literally dead and perish. Now, here is what we are to know. The end of the Neolithic age, between 4000 and 3000 BC, new developments began to affect Neolithic towns in some areas. The use of metal, listen to this, when these white sodomite people, I'm telling you, they start, discover science and everything and God and moon and all of the knowledge where them have. Remember, we come out of Africa 100,000 years ago. Not all of us, right? But there was the beginning of some Africans. After 100,000 development in Africa, we were created, began to leave Africa 100,000 years ago. Now, where were these white people? They were up there in Europe or wherever else around there in the hills there, right? That's where they were. And how long were they there? 1.5 million years ago. All right. How long have we been in Africa since we were created up to that time? 100,000 years. So when we are leaving, we were there 100,000 years, and some of us began to go outside of Africa. These white people are there when they decided that they were going to miscegenate and interbreed with some of us for their own purpose. They could only make stone tools. They interbreed before with Neanderthals. Maybe like 40,000 years before or so. Yeah, but they interbreed up. I mean, madly interbreed up with the Neanderthals. And see, they look beautiful and stuff like that now. But they couldn't talk. They couldn't make no more than stone tools and light a fire. Now, I give you a warning for this information because ordinarily, I just come and start talk. You probably don't really take it seriously. I'm letting you know if you're void of this knowledge, you're ignorant, and there's no way you can handle yourself as a civilized person. You need to understand this. And this is a world history textbook that you would think that, oh, it should include everybody on earth as civilized people, but that's not true. But that's what these sodomites are telling you, though. In with the Bible, Adam and Eve created in by God who created the world and everybody, including themselves. You see what I mean? And that's why they have the Bible and revere the Bible as a God and say, God bless America. Listen, chase these people away from you by telling them the historic truth. Tell them the historic truth, because what them talk is fuckery in ass. That's what they're talking. They're not talking our civilized history. And if you don't tired of them, I mean, all kind of problem all over the world. If you're not tired of that, well, so be it. Dead when you want to be dead with it then. So now I am telling you, after 200,000 years, remember now, if we leave Africa, began to leave Africa 100,000 years ago, and these nasty white bastards begin to catch our people and interbreed up with them, simply because they know that they want the higher blood, right, to help themselves, and that's what happened. So see, Obama dear, he's a sample of them, all right? He turned president of the United States, right? Sodomite homosexuals. That's what come out of the interbreeding between African and those white Homo erectus white people them in Europe. That's what happened. That's why the world is taken over by those Yam Nile culture white people. They are the ones that are messing up the world for us and say they have AD Anno Domini. They're so stupid too that they are making AD Anno Domini that don't rest for nothing. They make up a Jesus and say that you must worship Jesus. Jesus come to die for your sin. All kind of a fucking nonsense they are talking. I think I'm cursing bad indecent language. Are the white people them indecent? It's not me. You see, because when I am telling you that all these fucking nonsense that they are talking, it is because they are fucking ass. They are a ass fucking culture. You get that? White people are ass fucking culture. There's no way they're going to shape shift and behave like they are not. That's who they are. They have federal laws there that's telling you you can marry to fuck the ass. Now, you know, you may not be able to shit through the ass for a while. You see, because to do a lot of things to keep on fucking that ass. We don't want them where we are. Plain and simple. So, whilst they're talking Bible and they're trying to get you to believe their fucking Bible, Jesus Christ, that has no civilized narrative or academic consultant and teachers, reviewers, certification. Nothing is in there. And how so much people take to the church and don't notice that the Bible don't have no kind of a material control. Except these white people who come out from Homo erectus would not talk and only talk since them fuck with African people. But why are they talking? But they don't know to live civilized. They still want fuck ass and they want black people to conform to their way. I'm reading the textbook now to you that is certified, and see if you see any trace of them in there, that is addressing any European, 1.5 million years up in Europe can only make stone tools. Then come to the Bronze Age. You're going to see this. Let me read it here. Right? So you're talking about from 100,000 years, we are coming out of Africa. And 12,000 years ago, they are learning to read and write. Did they learn to read and write over 1.5 million years up there? No. So when they saw us going out of Africa to other parts of the world, you didn't see them run follow us. No. And they weren't able to show us that they they had anything civilized going on. I mean, not one single thing. But here we are going out of Africa. So they realize that, oh, you know, we have something to teach them. And they have written it in articles. Now, they're not doing much of that now because they don't want us to know and let us into the secret. That the reason why they are able to have countries for themselves and stuff like that is because they interbreed with us and they have all the Obamas them out there to make up European countries. But they never had it before. We are only here 200,000 years now. And they're 1.5 million years up there. And nothing going. And why are they everywhere we turn, they are there and tell us they come with imperial colonialism and AD and Adamin and all these old bunch of fucking shit that goes through their brains. And how many people they kill since they talk about they have military and all this kind of stuff. Now, did they have military 1.5 million years up there in Europe? We should have seen them with some of the stuff. We don't see any of those things. Why are we in their churches? And this Jesus, did they invent a Jesus over there? 1.5 million years? No. Then what you have to tell me? There's no reason why nobody don't want to talk to what I'm saying because I have all these thunderbolts that is not going to spare anybody talking nonsense. I'm not talking the civilized history. All right, so here we go. We come from way back then to 4,000. The end of the Neolithic Age, 4,000 years B.C. and 3,000 B.C. Between 4,000 and 3,000 B.C. New developments began to affect Neolithic towns. In some areas, the use of metal, listen to this good, you're talking about between 4 and 3000 BC. The use of metals marked a new level of human control over the environment and its resources. Think about that. The difference between them making stone tools for 1.5 million years and light fire means that they never have no motor, no kind of a machinery at all that needs bronze metal stuff. That's what it means. For almost 2 million years, they don't have nothing like that. They don't have roads and nothing like that. They never have nothing. Electricity, they're nothing like that. Europe was not a place of civilization. Okay? But now we are allowing them to write all kind of write a Bible with us and fool us about salvation. And the best they can do is write Jesus and God, who are two major sodomite character in the Bible. When you really, if you read good, that's what you're going to get out of those two characters. Because you're not going to find no history with them anywhere alive and doing anything at all, even if they are spirit, but you don't see they do anything anywhere. You see, but they're writing all these shittery story for us to believe it. Come on, get with it now. So what I'm trying to tell you, they are using the guns and all the kind of bombs and stuff like that since the past 12,000 years. that they learn stuff from us and steal and all these kind of stuff. And, you know, steal our secrets that the gods give to astronomy priests to teach us. And they get into our thing because we are idiots. They come in and take our knowledge from us and turn around and we don't have no say-so. So this is what I am trying to tell you. Is the book, the World History textbook, that is certified. And it is telling you, even before 4000 BC, craftspeople, which is not them, because they, if they were craftspeople, they would be craftspeople for the past 1.5 million years. They ain't nothing. They don't have not even this crap of civilization except what is said of them. And Neanderthal, who they interbreed with, could not talk. They could only make stone tools as well, maybe a better grade of stone tools, but that's it. It goes on to say, craftspeople had discovered that by heating metal-bearing rocks, they was making stone tool if they did discover any eating business to change rock, eat bearing rocks into something else. They would have done it. They didn't. When I tell you that they are not supposed to talk, it's because they have black people blood from the gods inside of them. Why they talk? And they're good looking because of their interbreed with Neanderthals. So it goes on. They could turn the metal to liquid. It's the Bronze Age now. And this is when they going to stop making stone tools. Yeah. The liquid metal could then be cast in molds to make tools and weapons. When they start to go out and talk about Christopher Columbus finding new places and stuff like that, they begin to use the tools created by the material we make and weapons that we make. They take it over, and now we know the rest is history. But these white people have everything all set up now that they are the ones who start off the civilized world. Can't you see? Now, oh, we get that this backward. Well, I'm glad I never born damaged or something like that, so that I would learn to read and begin to see these kind of stuff. And the distinction is very important. Otherwise, you stay a fool. All right? So it goes on to say that copper was the first metal to be used in making tools. After 4000 BC, craftspeople in Western Asia, the nation of copper and tin, created bronze, right? It's not them. It's not Europe. It is not Europe. It is not Europe. You really understand that? I mean, you got church and you listen to these evangelists and all that kind of something out there. Bronze and metal for, it says, Asia discovered, craftspeople in Western Asia discovered that a combination of copper and tin created bronze, a metal far harder and more durable than copper. Even after the introduction of bronze, people continued to use stone tools. and weapons. Nevertheless, the widespread use of bronze has led historians to speak of a Bronze Age. From around 3000 to 1200 BC, the Neolithic Age was drawing to a close, but it had set the stage for major changes to come. At first, Neolithic settlement had been hardly more than villages, as the inhabitants mastered the art of farming, they gradually began to develop more complex societies. Does it include white people? No such a thing. As their wealth increased, these societies began to create armies and to build walled cities. By the beginning of the Bronze Age, large numbers of people were concentrated in the upper village, in the river villages of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. Do you see any place here that refers to Europe? The people who are, it's not European people now. It tells you Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. You know what these four group of people are, the first four big civilizations. Do you know who they represent? They are ethnic Africans. Think about that. So you may look upon these people and don't feel like you and them, you know, are in the same group or species. But that's not true. This world is the textbook. So value abilities, it's telling you all of that. But you go to church and go follow a Bible and totally ignore the book that is telling you the truth about yourself. This would lead to a whole new pattern of human life. How about that? How about that? How are we letting this honest fucking white people, them, into our, I mean, everywhere we are? Africa? They go down there and rule Africa? And anything they do, make up Bible, make up all kind of, you know, things that are just unseemly, uncivilized stuff, and push aside our knowledge that is given to us, Lord from heaven. And these guys come from hominid. Doesn't make any sense. But who's going to know that unless you read the right information? And then you're going to have a hard time with the forces outside of you who don't care nothing about this. Well, not me. It goes on to make more distinctions. Because everywhere I read so far, since I began here a few minutes ago, there is distinction between the African and clearly the ethnic group of Africans, those who were first civilization, the first four, you see. And these places are created because the gods are, irrigate four rivers of Africa that go way down into the into earth for people to get water. You see? And all these things are developed by the gods for us. And these white people are coming and talk about, you know, it's the God in the Bible that do everything, the spirit God. All right. Now, listen. Big heading, the emergence of civilization. And this is going to tell you exactly and make the distinction that we and African people, they have no jurisdiction to step on our land. None whatsoever. Neither in the sky or on the sea or on the land. They don't have nothing to do with it because, like I tell you, they couldn't talk. Listen to this. In general terms, the culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. As we have seen, early human beings formed small groups that developed a simple culture that enabled them to survive. As human societies grew and became more complex, a new form of human existence called civilization came into being. Now, hold the distinction tight. A civilization is a complex culture in which large numbers of human beings share a number of common elements. Do we share any with these sodomites who couldn't talk? Historians have identified the basic characteristics of civilization. And think about when these civilizations came about. It's BC, before they come in with, before these sodomites came in with Christ, before that. You know, our civilization began right down into the Bronze Age here, like 1200 BC. You know what I mean? But the Bronze Age starts at 3000 BC. So you think about when our civilization, like cities and other things that are created for us, the African people. Remember, we just started coming out of Africa 100,000 years ago. And the white people don't have anything to do with us. So how they interbreed and come into our lives and turn us upside down is something for us to figure out. I figure it out by reading. Nobody don't help me, but the level that I read on, I can make out these stuff. They are not hard to understand. So this is what I am telling you. You can read it yourself. This is the National Geographic World History Textbook, right? So it tells you that historians have identified the basic characteristics of civilizations. Of the most important characteristics are cities, government, religion, remember, no church, social structure, writing, and art. And it goes on to the rise of cities. These guys don't make anything. They steal everything. It should be easy for us to get rid of them, man. Well, whether it's going to be easy or not, they will find their sodomite indigenous land where they know they spend already 1.5 million years. Where they're following us and going. That's right. They are going to get, blast away out of our territory. They will. Look up above your head and you will know what I'm talking about. Then you have growth of government. It's not democracy. It's nothing that white people make up in Greece. None whatsoever. And we allow them to come in here on us, telling us to drop our jaws for them to fuck our ass. then the role of religion, not church. All of these things are before Christ. In the world is the textbook. All right. So it comes to this now. The role of religion. And listen keenly to what it says. Concerning the distinction between African hybrid people and these sodomites out there. Stinking ass fucking people them. Right? If the distinction is here, why are we gone after them? About church that is not in our civilized history. Why? All right. So it tells you that king rule. King. If they add anything else to it, you just know, say, ignore. Because that's what they do, right? And try to push stuff into the history that is not supposed to be there. All right. So we go on to the role of religion. Important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. What those two things mean? It means the working of the forces of nature is and must be explained among us. That's the reason why the new civilization is going to carry over into the bigger established civilization. They are going to establish these occasions where they explain. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature. All that is talking about the great things that the gods, they have set up on earth for the place to be inhabited and for us to have a good time. Right? Not for sodomites. But now sodomites is ruling everything. So it goes on to say that, yes, so the forces, that it must be explained what the forces of nature is. And the fact of our own existence. We are hybrid. If nobody is going to teach us that, book is here for us to read it and know. Right? The history is here. So we make these cock up, you know, fucking ask why people can write a Bible that has nothing to do with us. And we are following it and AD and Adamani law that is directly connected to the Bible. They're ruling the flour, the salt, everything that you're using, they're controlling that and price it. You see what I mean? Simply because we don't talk, we're not like that. We're just like bugs. Now, it goes on to say, gods and goddesses were often believed to a community's success. To win their favor, priests supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. This gave the priests special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval, and some rulers claimed to be divine. Now, this portion of the history, it continues more. It has a few more headings, like new social order. I know I've read this a few times on my shows. And the next one heading is the use of writing. So there was no writing going on. You see, until the Bronze Age, among human beings. Right? But in the Bronze Age, we see that this has come out. And the first is the Sumerian to, you know, to publicize this to the world at the human level. And then you have artistic activity. This is where it ends. I'll try to take on this another time to show you what the order of the African ethnicity group of people, what they are supposed to know, what they are to follow. We don't make these white people come here and take over our land and everything like that, and we don't have anywhere. And they talk about a constitution. Can you imagine that? And them faggots in each other body wall of sex and now behaving like, oh, they are civilized too. They have a right to tell you whether you can stay in America or not. Yeah, simply because we don't get onto it. That AD and Adamany is faggot stuff. All right. So it goes on down a little further. What major historical event led to the emergence of civilization? The earliest civilizations developed between 4,000 and 3,000 BCE, when the rise of agriculture and trade allowed people to have surplus food and economic stability. Number two, what is the common factor of the emergence of early civilizations? The world. Although there may be dissimilarities between civilizations, there are four common factors that form a basic civilization. They are government, religion, education, and a military power. What are the most important contributions of early civilizations? Now think about civilization now. You have to hold the knowledge of what is civilization, because today I am making sure I communicate this, because African people, them solo to the church, them don't know what civilization is. Let's hope that by listening to this, those who hear may alter their wild imagination and get a cultured knowledge of exactly who they are and what is civilization. It wasn't on earth all the time. There came a time when the gods came here with civilization, and they're the one who created people, a hybrid, with their blood. We are the mixed ones. And give us civilization in their blood. That's the reason why we are able to get around so quickly. When you have these white people coming all the way along from 3.5 million years or so ago, and they're humanid. The first level of the form of the upright walking human being. Okay? When we allow them to come and interbreed with us and take control, then we have really, really serious problem. Serious problem. So it goes on now that it is saying they are government, religion. Remember, the religion is what teaches us the workings of the forces of nature and who we are, or we originate as an hybrid. These people are writing a Bible and fail to write in there. They write lies about origin of mankind, although they have write about Elohim, but they turn Elohim upside down in the Bible. Okay? If you think then making distinction and holding your grounds is something that you go to church and do. You do not. The important contributions made by ancient civilizations are summarized as follows. Assyrians and Mesopotamians, farming, agriculture, and metallurgy. geometry, and astronomy, Egyptian, ancient architecture, art and writing, medicine and surgery. Now, did you hear anything here that Europe was a part of contribution in civilization? Did you hear any? There is none. So when you hear about their miscegenation and their ability to speak and do some things, but they are sodomites. They are sodomites. And all other things that they are doing don't stop them from being sodomites. So they are still drunk with evolutionary type of mentality. But they want to rule us and rule our own country everywhere we are. They think they can do that? What events happen in AD? Time period. Listen to this. Now, after we read all of that is before Christ. Now, AD come in, the Christ time, the Christ era. We don't have no precedence for it. And the world is to tell us what is going on right now with civilization. There is no place to accommodate white people coming down and talk about they have imperial colonialism and AD and Adamani. Oh, we accommodate that. 14 AD, death of Augustus, the first emperor of the Roman Empire. You see all of these now? They are bringing in AD like AD is a civilized thing. See what they're doing right now? And they're telling you about AD people have absolutely no government legitimate status. But they make up there because them are sodomite now and they feel like them turn black people, fool them, thief everything from we. Go to Africa and turn them into idiots and everybody are idiot now. So them can do anything and make up them here the kingdom and stuff like that. Imagine. So now they're going to tell you about their people, their faggot them now, and tell you who they are and what they do. All right? AD 14. Death of Augustus, the first emperor of the Roman Empire. AD 18 AD. Publius. Ovidius. Naso. Ovid, poet, and Herodias, Amoris, and what's this? Metamorphosis dies. 27 AD, they don't list anything, that's all. AD 30, they don't list nothing to that. 30 AD, crucifixion of Jesus ordered by Pilate. Imagine that, a lie, them are right. AD 34, the disciple Paul makes his first visit to Jerusalem. Look. These things have no bearing on African territory. This is what people need to know. Listen, I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And I tell you, I don't have much more energy right now. But my friends, let me tell you something. If you don't know the peril that the human civilized world is in, and we have these, you know, dirty, dirty life condition going on. Life cannot run the way it is set up to run because we allow sodomites, so they're running the world with their churches and everything else. Criminal. If you look at the amount of African people that these people kill? You know what happened? I don't know what you do. But I can't even read the numbers of the amount of people that they kill over the past 2,600 years. You imagine that. Now, explain the difference between the species culture separating BC civilization versus AD Anadamani. Can you explain the difference between the species and cultures separating between BC civilization and AD Anadamani? Can you? All right, that's about the end of what I have to say today. And I can see clearly now is a tune by Johnny Nash. Let's see. I got a tune. Here it is on. I don't want that. Alright, I'm going to find it now. Alright. Well, let's first see what John Lennon is singing about in Imagine. I can see clearly now. You see,
Johnny Nash.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Gonna be
I'm not afraid to Mm-hmm.